Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. We are live on a Football Friday. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. The first Friday we haven't been in Chickies and Pete's as we've shifted there to Monday. What's up, Ike?
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
We have our Football Friday show. It is big. It is huge. Nick Costos gives us the locks at 2:45. Elliot and his nonsense at 3. Mike Florio at 4. Us in between. Ike, let me start off with this. Let me ask you this. How important is the game on Sunday to, I mean, it's kind of been the theme of this week where a lot of people impressed with the Eagles win, obviously, against Atlanta, but needed to see more before they actually say, okay, this is changing the way I'm thinking about the team this season. So how big is this game for you on Sunday, them beating the 49ers? 'Cause, like, for me, like, I think they're going to win on Sunday. I know they're not favored in the game, but for me, like, it's not the biggest deal in the world if they don't win on Sunday because they already beat the Falcons. They're going to have to beat the Cowboys next week if they lose. Like, it's almost like you're playing with house money already for the Eagles because you got the first win. So this Sunday, like, I already believe in the team, so I don't need them to beat the 49ers on Sunday to believe. How about you?
I don't know, believe. I'm not sure. Yeah, we're talking about believing that they're a playoff team. Yeah, you're going to need wins like against teams like Sunday's 49ers team before people legitimately take this team as a playoff team. You can't go out there and lose and look like you're outclassed Sunday and then come in here Monday and tell me you still believe this is a playoff team, knowing that they play the Cowboys next week and then the Chiefs and then Tampa Bay and everything else. So there's no way anybody is going to come in here Monday if they lose this game Sunday by double digits talking about this is a playoff team. Because you're staring at 1-4 in the face is what you're staring at. So, I mean, you may say it just to say it, but I'm not sure how many people will believe it, right? I don't know how many people would believe that. So if the goal is to get more people, and I'm not saying this is your goal, but I do feel like there is a why you guys aren't believing the way that we believe and what do you need to see. If that's your goal is to get more people in your camp of believing that this is a playoff team, then they need to win Sunday. Mm. I don't know how you can't say they don't need to win Sunday. Like, they beat an Atlanta Falcon team. Like, that makes you believe this is the playoff team? Like, that didn't do it for me.
No, they
beating a bad team.
They beat them on the road.
Yeah, I don't care. It's still a bad team. I don't care. It's a bad team. Beating the 49ers would be impressive. Now, losing to the 49ers at home, I don't know, unless it's a shootout somehow. Now, I'm not saying they can't look impressive against the 49ers and you walk away feeling good about the team, because I think the 49ers are a legitimate playoff team, playoff contending team. If all their people are healthy, their coach, they've been in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Like, they are a legitimate playoff team. So losing to them isn't some sort of death blow to where all of a sudden you're crushed, but it's how it happens. How the game is played out matters.
No, I agree with you.
It does matter.
If they lose by two touchdowns, you're not going to have the same feeling.
If they don't look like they belong on the same field with the 49ers, I don't know how you walk away from the game saying, yeah, this is a playoff team.
I agree with that part, right? Like, if they get blown out, if they get outclassed, you're going to feel like, yeah, the Falcons just aren't that bad, and the Eagles the Eagles went down there,
they won the game, but they're not ready yet. Yeah.
If it's a closer loss, but I don't.
Sure, because that's a measuring stick. I think most people would think the 49ers on paper are the better team, and rightfully so.
Well, they're favored, yes.
Yeah, and rightfully so. So the Eagles winning or playing it to a close game is a bonus for the Eagles. It's not a bonus for the 49ers. Like, the 49ers are supposed to beat the Eagles Sunday.
Right, but the Eagles could win, and the 49ers could still be the better team, too. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Like the
Eagles do have home field advantage. The crowd is going to be crazy. You still don't have a lot of film on Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and what they're going to do as opposed to what Kyle Shanahan and what Jimmy Garoppolo and what that offense looks like, right? Like, you still may still have a lot of the surprise element for the Eagles. But, like, so I believe, and I know that getting a win would certainly help everybody believe, but I don't need a win this weekend to believe that this team is for real this season. I don't.
You need them to look good. So you can say, well, I'm just saying this is what you can't tell me it doesn't matter how they play Sunday.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to clarify. So then you at least need them to look good against the 49ers Sunday.
Yeah, they can't get blown out.
Yes.
Agreed. They can't get blown out.
Okay.
I agree. Jack, do you need this Eagles team to win on Sunday to believe?
And they're not going to win on Sunday, and that's fine. Like, listen, the idea that they're beating the Niners at home is a nice little idea. The Niners are in a different class than the Eagles, personally. But it doesn't matter because I think they're going to win the division at this point. I don't need some win. I don't need all of that. I'm walking this game thinking I think the Eagles are a good team. I don't think they'll get blown out. I think they're going to lose.
You think they're winning the division?
Yeah, I think they're winning the division.
Easy.
Yeah.
You see the game last night?
No, the Giants are just as undisciplined as any team in the league. And the Washington team still has Heineke.
Were you not impressed with either of those teams last night?
I was watching the Phils, to be honest with you. Like, the Phils had the comeback of the century.
It was an exciting game last night.
It was.
For sure.
I'm just saying, I saw some impressive things
Heineke looked pretty good. He made some throws.
Daniel Jones looked really good last night.
But they're 0-2, and they have a head coach that isn't very good. But, well, I mean, division's up for grabs.
Well, I'm just saying, the idea that the Eagles are somehow just running away with this division, like they're the class of the division, I think we're just being Eagles fans right now.
But I've already seen in the one game, I've seen what this team is. I've seen what this team can be, and they're only going to get better.
Against a bad team.
But you haven't seen
what they look like against a good team.
No, it's true, but you can already see the identity of what this team is going to be.
In one game?
Veteran defense, veteran offensive line, and the young guys are just going to go out there and play.
I disagree. They weren't tested last week. You don't know what this team is going to be like. They're actually tested against quality opponents, good quarterback, a defense with playmakers at all three levels that can get after you. That's when you know what you are as a team. Atlanta's not a measuring stick. Atlanta's not a measuring stick.
All right, so let's open up on the phones. 215-592-9494. Football Friday, Marks and Reese, 245. Nick Costos is locked. Locks of the week, so be ready for that. You'll get our picks later on the show. Elliot Short Parks with everything on the Eagles, the latest, coming up at 3 o'clock. Your phone calls until then at 215-592-9494. Do you need the Eagles to win on Sunday to believe in them as a legitimate playoff team? Yes or no? Let's start on the phones. We have Mad Mike checking in. Mad Mike, how are you?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
So here's my thing, guys. Like, say, hypothetically, we go and play the 49ers and we get waxed, right? And that could happen. And then we go back and we have, like, this season where we don't play well against good teams, but we kind of,
beat the bad teams around
with our own division.
Right.
And then we somehow make it into the playoffs. Like, that's not a good season to me. Like, beating up on, like, just making it out of a garbage division with garbage teams to go into the playoffs, to get waxed in the first round, that, like, some people
might be like,
that's
a good first step.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
But that's a good first step. Wait, what do you need them to do, win the Super Bowl this year, Mike, to be a successful season?
I'm just saying, like, it's going to be like everybody's going to, like, turn around and just not be realistic with what it is. And that, then people are going to be like, well, see, Howie did a great job. And Howie's drafting wasn't a problem over the past 4 years. Yes, it was. It was a problem. It's still a problem. And people are just going to forget everything because people are stupid. And we're just going to have this team that everybody's like, oh, well, we're team on the rise. You know, I've seen 9-7 teams from this team a couple years in the last years of Andy Reid that were like, oh, we made it to the playoffs. And then they got knocked out in the first round like a couple years
in a
row.
But this is, but hang on a second. This is a first year right. head coach. This is the first year starting quarterback in the second year of in the league. You have
it would actually mean something.
Yes.
Yeah, no matter how they get in the playoffs.
Your offensive core outside the offensive line is very young. This is a growth year if you make the playoffs. This is the first step in being like, all right, now what do we need to do? Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, it just sounds like pathetic to me. That's all. Like, I don't know. I feel like we just lower the bar for this.
He had to work his way into being negative because he couldn't find anything else to do, Ike.
Yeah. I like being negative. It's fun.
So what happened Sunday?
What's that?
What happened Sunday?
You played a garbage Atlanta team.
No, this Sunday. What happens on Sunday? Your prediction.
To the station. I'll bring that over.
No, he's saying what's going to happen this Sunday.
Are they beating the 49ers or not? That's what I'm asking you.
No, they're not beating the 49ers. Even with all the 49ers.
So, Mike, if they beat the 49ers, does that mean that you will have to say, all right, maybe this team can win something?
They're not going to win something. But even if they luck into this win, I'm still going to look at it and be like, you got to show me something the whole year.
All right, Mike. He's going to keep moving those goalposts, Ike. Dennis in Springfield, what's your reaction to Mad Mike?
Mike cracks me up.
You know what? Mad Mike's a jackass. Bottom line, I mean, how old's Mad Mike? Like 22?
No, 30s. 25? He's in his 30s.
I've been watching the Eagles since I was 18, which probably means I've been watching them about 45 years. And to just call up constantly and be negative about him. I mean, you know, it's a shtick. It's boring. Every time I hear him get on, boom, I hit the button. I shut him off.
All right, let's stop putting Mad Mike on, man.
Can we look at ratings to see what happens when Mad Mike comes on the air?
You should, because, here's how I watch the Eagles, and I do it every year. I do it every game. I go into every game rooting for them to win.
Yes.
Yes.
For the most part. Not last year against Washington, I was not.
I want them to win that game. Right. I don't want them to prove me right. I don't need to be right about the Eagles. I know they're not a playoff team. They won 4 games last year. And this jackass is going to get on and say, even if they win, they're not going to go anywhere. We are building. We're trying to build something here.
Right. Yep.
How many teams are not going to go anywhere this year? 25?
Yeah.
Most of them, yes.
So we'll probably be one of them. But you know what? Mad Mike should change his name to I'm so disappointed in my own life, Mike. Because all he does is bitch and moan. And it's old and it's tired. And I'm just letting you know, when he comes on, boop, the button gets hit.
Well, today you called us instead, so Dennis, just call us.
Yeah, because I'm waiting to pick my kid up at school.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here,
All right, well, don't turn us off anyway. Just sing a song next time Mad Mike comes into yourself. Don't turn us off, Dennis.
Oh, man. No, I'll just turn you down.
Yeah, okay, turn us down, but don't turn us off. Yes.
Yeah, this way you're still on the radio.
Okay, we'll give him 2 minutes. Thank you.
Yeah. Get him in and out of here.
It's like with Merrill and Mike, turn the audio down on your TV and turn us up. Just do that. Just turn it down a little bit.
Everybody's out there like, yeah, I turn it off when Mad Mike comes on. No, just turn it down. Don't turn it off.
Don't turn it off. But to think that if the Eagles are to make the playoffs this year, that wouldn't be a good thing. That'd be a great thing if they were able to win.
Well, you know the way he's looking at it. He's looking at it like, well, then that means job security.
Howie stays.
Howie, yes. Yes.
By the way, just because if they were bad and Howie's gone doesn't mean that you're going to now hire somebody that's going to make the team good again. But Howie has made the team good before. They have won before.
Yes.
Did they win a Super Bowl in 2017?
They did.
So do you think Chuck from Mount Airy has the Eagles winning or losing?
He hasn't won in Sunday.
Most likely, right? Before we get to Chuck, we're going to pause for 60 seconds. Here's Ike Reese.
Hey, the biggest game this Sunday, our outside of the one we're talking about right now will be the Chiefs versus the Ravens. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. Now, that means you can end the weekend right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. There's a few different ways you can bet this game. You can bet the total. You can bet the under. You can just take the spread here. You got Kansas City -3.5 the last time I checked. I like some of the same game parlays in this. The quarterback from Baltimore is going to have to do an awful lot to win this game. So taking the over on his total amount of yards, touchdowns, that'll be a good bet for you today. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP, and FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Ike this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens, and you could win $150 on a $5 bet. But remember to use promo code Ike so they know that I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, there you go. Mad Mike continuing his phone call on my Twitter DM. He says he's 41.
Oh, there you go.
Mad Mike, there you go. So he's not some millennial.
He's a fully grown man.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's 41.
Yep. Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck, how are you on this Football Friday?
He's a fully grown man, too.
Oh, that guy was great, man, at your resort. I like him, man.
Not Mad Mike, Dennis from Springfield.
I'm calling from Mad Mike.
Yeah.
No, Dennis from Springfield. I like what he said. You know what I mean? I've been calling Mad Mike a jackass for the past 6 months, and he's just going on deaf ears now. Now somebody new can say it. I like that.
Right. Maybe that's a podcast we need, Chuck and Mad Mike.
No, I wouldn't do nothing with him. I'd wring his neck. That's what I'd do. So I wouldn't even want to do nothing with him. But listen, I watched that game yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And that was a good game. But you know what made that game even better? Both of those teams reek of throw up. They stink. And it made me more secure that the Philly Eagles are going to win this division this year. Hmm. They're kicking field goals like they play in the 90s. Guys missing wide open passes in the end zone. Come on, man. Those two teams stunk yesterday. You know it.
I didn't say they were top teams. I just said I watched the game and I was impressed with the game, Chuck. I know everybody stinks except for the Eagles, Chuck. I get it. Everybody stinks.
No.
Yeah. Everybody stinks except for the Eagles, Chuck. We get it.
Everybody still listen. The Eagles don't stink unless Carson Wentz is.
I know it. I forgot to add that. I forgot to add that. Yes, I forgot to add that.
That's the only time the Eagles don't stink, right? You pick them to go win 14 games with number 11 on the center, right?
No, you making it about Carson Wentz, Chuck. Not me. I just talked about other teams, and I can be complimentary of other teams as well as my own team. Everybody doesn't stink besides the Eagles. That's all.
Those two teams.
Okay, Chuck, why are you so caught up on those two teams? That all you want to talk about is those two teams?
You and John Ritchie got away to talk about Heineken. Are you serious, man?
I didn't say one word about Taylor Heineke.
Like, come on, man. Enough is enough with this, man. I'm sorry to the negativity. Man, we're going to win this game this week, right? And I tell you one thing, I don't want no excuses. I don't want to hear San Fran is injured. I don't want to hear San Fran had to come from the West Coast to the East Coast. I don't win none of that when we beat them on Sunday and when we beat them handily on Sunday. Okay. I just want to hear that.
Are we going, hey, Chuck, let me ask you this. Chuck, are we going 17-0 this year?
I'm not sure we're going
17-0. Well, why don't you just say we're going 17-0? Where are you picking the Eagles to lose at, Chuck? Where? Tell me where they're going to lose at right now.
I'll let you know when it happens.
Nah. See, you want to have it. No, I've been listening to you. You want to have it both ways. You want to prove how big of an Eagles fan you are and everybody else stinks. So they're going 17-0 then, right?
No, that's okay, not
okay, then
right.
Tell me where they're going to lose at then.
True. Let me show you. Listen, you guys made fun of Elliott Shore Park in the summertime when he did those practices, those joint practices when he went up against the good defense against the Patriots. That's why I believe in this team. It ain't got nothing to do with me being an Eagles fan.
No, nobody said you don't believe in the team. I'm just asking you where they're going to lose at. Where do you see them losing?
Listen, I don't know yet.
I know, right?
Just say Kansas City
and
Tampa.
Yeah, no, because you want to say you're going to pick them to win every week like an Eagles fan, 17-0.
I ain't say 17-0.
Well, then tell me where they're going to lose that day, Chuck.
Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? I'll tell you who's going to lose at the end of the game, at the end of the year.
Right.
We got to kill some games. But I don't.
Chuck, are you an Eagles fan or are you a Jalen Hurts fan, Chuck? Which one?
Eagles fan.
Okay, if you're a real Eagles fan, you ought to recognize I bleed green. Stop it with all the other nonsense. You sound like a Jalen Hurts fan and not an Eagles fan.
Nobody, listen, I'm a Jalen Hurts fan too, but he plays for the Eagles though. I'm an Eagles fan more than anything.
Okay.
I'm an Eagles fan more than anything.
So what's your issue then? What are you so mad about then?
Bobby Hoyne, Ty Detmer, Corey Detmer, McNabb.
What's the score going to be Sunday?
I've been an Eagles fan for all those quarterbacks. That's before you got here.
What, did you skip over Wentz?
Bobby, I never liked him.
Oh, why didn't you like Wentz, Chuck? Why?
Because this year he ain't going to even get it. Forget about this year.
Why did you never like Wentz, Chuck? Why?
Because he's a bum.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Final score, Chuck. What's the final score? Give me the final score.
Final score. 37 this week. 37-24
Eagles. Bill. 37-24. All right, Chuck. Call back in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's do it again. 37-24. All right. But by the way, Jalen Hurts is on pace for 51 passing touchdowns this year, which would be over Elliott Shore Parks' totaling.
Yes. Yes. Elliott and Chuck and Wade. My goodness. You guys act like you're only Eagles fans in town. Are you Eagles fans or Jalen Hurts fans? My goodness.
Who else is in that club, the same club as Elliott Wade and Chuck?
You can't say anything about this team. Here's the funny thing. Why did you defend the team like that last year?
The best part is.
Yeah, or the year before. I didn't hear you defending the Eagles like that last year or the year before, Chuck.
He came on yelling at you. You didn't even mention. He yelled at you about Carson Wentz and Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. Yeah. I'm like, why is Chuck yelling at me? My goodness. He gets so fired up. I'm like, He gets offended by anything.
My favorite is when he gets there. Like, when he gets all, like, he's like calm for a little bit, and then he just snaps.
And he snaps. No, I mean, like, I don't think anybody watching that game last night thought that there were two good teams. That was an entertaining game. It was an entertaining
That's
game
all
last
I
night.
Said.
Neither team wanted to win it. The Giants ultimately ended up losing it.
I mean, the funny thing is the Eagles beat up on the Atlanta Falcons like they just beat the 2007 New England Patriots. We act like that was the greatest game in the world.
Damn right.
But everybody else stinks.
215-592-9494.
You can't have a rational conversation with Chuck.
All your phone calls. It's fun, though. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. That was a hell of a start to Football Friday, Ike. Do the Eagles need to win on Sunday for you to believe that they're a legitimate playoff team?
Or that would certainly help.
Already believe in them. We're going to get our locks for Sunday from our ace, Nick Kostos. That's coming up at 2:45. Your phone call's next. Don't go anywhere. Have you dreamed of Eagles season tickets? Well, now is your chance. It's WIP's Game Day 2022 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. Visit participating bars this season to find out how to register, including this Sunday at the Black Taxi. That's in the Fairmount section of Philadelphia, right there in Center City. Featuring $3.50 Miller Lite drafts. It's the WIP Game Day 2022 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. Register for your chance to win this Sunday at the Black Taxi. For info, go to 94WIP.com/contest. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.